Task 3. In this section, you will hear a conversation about a language learning technique called the parrot and overshadow method. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it! By George, she's got it! Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In a Spain.
Peter, you're a far more experienced teacher than I am, and I need your advice. People often come up to me asking, how can I become really fluent in English? I'd like my English to sound exactly like that of a native speaker. What should I do?
Well, actually, very few foreign learners of English can ever reach such a level. And quite honestly, I don't think it's even necessary. But if you want to be able to hear and understand English that's spoken quickly and be able to respond quickly, then I'd say the best way is to try the parrot and overshadow method.
What? The parrot and overshadow method? What on earth is that?
Well, in this method, you orally repeat everything that you hear, trying to sound just like the original speaker. First, you parrot. You simply repeat them. Then you overshadow them. That is, you speak at the same time as them. Don't forget, however, that this method only works if you actually speak out loud.
What sort of materials should the student use?
Parroting is best used with authentic English material. That is, materials created by and also for actual native speakers, with an audio component and subtitles or a script included. Movies, TV shows, podcasts, news websites, you name it, just about anything. As long as it has an audio and a subtitle or a script, and it's not too long, you can use it.
But how exactly do you do it?
Well, this is how it works. First, you choose your material. Then close your eyes and just listen to the audio, trying to understand as much as possible. Then read the subtitles or script. Then replay the audio, pausing the audio after each sentence. Repeat after the speaker. That part is parroting. Repeat many times until you get good at this. Then repeat the audio one last time, this time speaking at the same time as the speaker. That's what I mean by overshadowing.
Sounds quite convincing to me.
I think this method works for most students, if they do it on a regular basis. Well, and additionally, it's a good idea to make friends with native speakers and hang out with them, eh?
Thank you very much, Peter.
My pleasure.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it! By George, she's got it! Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In a Spain.
Peter, you're a far more experienced teacher than I am, and I need your advice. People often come up to me asking, how can I become really fluent in English? I'd like my English to sound exactly like that of a native speaker. What should I do?
Well, actually, very few foreign learners of English can ever reach such a level. And quite honestly, I don't think it's even necessary. But if you want to be able to hear and understand English that's spoken quickly and be able to respond quickly, then I'd say the best way is to try the parrot and overshadow method.
What? The parrot and overshadow method? What on earth is that?
Well, in this method, you orally repeat everything that you hear, trying to sound just like the original speaker. First, you parrot. You simply repeat them. Then you overshadow them. That is, you speak at the same time as them. Don't forget, however, that this method only works if you actually speak out loud.
What sort of materials should the student use?
Parroting is best used with authentic English material. That is, materials created by and also for actual native speakers, with an audio component and subtitles or a script included. Movies, TV shows, podcasts, news websites, you name it, just about anything. As long as it has an audio and a subtitle or a script, and it's not too long, you can use it.
But how exactly do you do it?
Well, this is how it works. First, you choose your material. Then close your eyes and just listen to the audio, trying to understand as much as possible. Then read the subtitles or script. Then replay the audio, pausing the audio after each sentence. Repeat after the speaker. That part is parroting. Repeat many times until you get good at this. Then, repeat the audio one last time, this time speaking at the same time as the speaker. That's what I mean by overshadowing.
Sounds quite convincing to me.
I think this method works for most students, if they do it on a regular basis. Well, and additionally, it's a good idea to make friends with native speakers and hang out with them, eh?
Thank you very much, Peter.
My pleasure.